Russia Accent Tech Channel, February 15th, 2010. A man died in the alley this morning. No one sent him flowers. No one even knew he was dead. Higher education is afraid of me. I've seen its true face. The idea of an education has become confused with the idea of an institution. All over, we increasingly bear witness to manicured campuses run by greedy bankers, and all the while, the tenured clerks confuse the protected privilege of academic freedom with a job for life. Dissent has become something you only read about in books. In the 2008 federal case, Stronach versus Virginia State University made it all readily apparent that professors have no academic freedom. Rather, all academic freedom resides within the institutions, a swift, bloodless severing of the head of academia, a decapitation that leaves only the mindless body. Deferring academic freedom to a place rather than a person, which serves to simply further the institutional monopolization of education. And as a result, we've all suffered accordingly. We've become poorer, dumber, and increasingly more divorced from any freedoms we pretend to. The very idea of academic freedom has been taken from the individual and handed over to the institution, all of which allows increasingly business-aimed administrations carte blanche to whittle away any sense of purpose for their inflated degrees by subscribing wholesale to nebulous marketing soundbites like excellence, diversity, and globalism, which are eventually cobbled together into some half-assed mission statement. What's all too apparent is that higher education has become a cesspool of complacency and privilege, and its hallowed halls reek of half-hearted grandstanding and bad consciences. The end is truly nigh, for as faculty at established universities take their job for life for granted, corporate education is reimagining higher ed's lock on degree granting. The employers are getting ready to eliminate the filtering middleman and vertically integrate efficient systems of quality control for would-be workers, a factory of procedure, a desert of thought, a nightmare we'll one day wake up to and have a hell of a time waking up from.